Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The city of Boston is launching two projects to protect neighborhoods from increased flooding that's expected as a result of climate change. WBUR's Simone Rios reports they're the first steps following the city's study of climate change risks.
10 months after the release of the citywide Climate Ready Boston report, real infrastructure work is set to begin. In East Boston, the city plans to buy a 7-foot temporary flood wall to be deployed at the East Boston Greenway in advance of severe storms. Boston's environment chief, Austin Blackman, says the flood wall is something the city can act on right away, but it's also an immediate priority to protect East Boston.
The opportunity here is to prevent a major flood entry pathway that goes down the East Boston Greenway and can extend down into many other neighborhoods in East Boston.
The other neighborhood that will see construction related to the city's climate resiliency plan is Charlestown. Near the Schrafts building, a 900-foot section of Main Street will be elevated by about 2 feet to block a flood pathway through Charlestown. That work is not scheduled to begin for another 4 years. Blackman says the first two projects are only the start of an effort to protect Boston from a rising sea.
We've got a lot more work to do, not only just in East Boston and Charlestown, but as you know, we're also going through this process in South Boston as well and looking at ways that we can protect that part of the city.
Blackman says in addition to infrastructure projects, resiliency work also needs to happen in terms of policy, such as climate-resilient zoning. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.